I'll have to try to tool it, but I ain't got tool it enough.
Where'd you get your water?
Right up here at the house, right up here.
Oh, do they have a well, or does
it? They got a hire an outside and one inside. See, she got a bath and all.
Oh, I see.
It's her place.
I see.
She's a young woman.
What do you keep your water in when you bring it down here? I didn't notice.
I put some in the freezer deal in some plastic jugs.
I see.
Then I got it in the water pails in there.
I see. Mm-hmm. All right. I was just starting to ask you, if you have an electric light, a lamp, to make it burn, you have to plug it in the wall, but then you have to screw in.
Screw the thing into the wall.
Yeah, now that you do that, but then if the light doesn't burn, if the lamp doesn't burn, then you better look and see if you've screwed in
a bulb.
That's what I was thinking of. A
light bulb.
All right. If you've washed your clothes and you want to hang them on the line, you carry them out to the line in a clothes
basket.
Nails used to come in something that looked like a little barrel. It was a nail.
Nail barrel.
Okay. All right. Or the metal pieces around the outside of a barrel were the.
Narrow piece was on
metal pieces.
Metal pieces on the outside of the.
On the outside of a barrel.
A metal piece.
The metal strips that went around.
Oh,
the outside.
I would see that. I call it a. Let me see. But it go around that barrel.
A hook.
Barrel hook.
Hook.
A hook. That's right. That's what it is.
And if you had two of them, you'd have two.
Two hoop.
All right. What do you put in the top of a bottle after you poured some of the stuff out? To keep the stuff from spilling, you'd stick something in the top of the bottle.
Say what I would pour out the bottle.
Say you poured some out of, you've opened a bottle, and then you poured something out, and you want to put something in the top of the bottle to keep it. Keep the everything else from spilling out.
A top.
All right, you put a top on the bottle.
On the bottle.
All right. What would the top be made out of?
Tin.
Okay. Was there something they used to stick down in the neck of the bottle?
Oh, you put the top in.
Well, without they didn't have a top.
I'd make a rag stopper. I call them a rag stopper. That's what they call
them.
That's
what I was thinking about. How'd you make those?
I'd take it, just like you see me doing. This paper.
Just
stick
it
down, roll it. Piece of paper or rag. And put it down in the bottle.
Were they ever made out of cork? Could you ever get a stopper made out of cork?
Cork.
Uh-huh.
Cork string, sure did.
Well,
I take it and wrap it around a stick, though.
I see.
And strob it down that bottle.
I see. There was a little musical instrument that people put up to their mouth to play, and they blow in it, and they move it back and forth.
Harp.
All right. And what about one you hold between your teeth and you twang it?
A guitar.
No, you hold it between.
A banjo.
You hold this in between your teeth.
I know. He got one little hang to it. A banjo.
Is that what you call it?
Let me see now. A banjo. I know what the name of that. But I just can't call it. Juice harp.
I don't know if I gave you the first sound.
Juice harp. Because I used to sit around and hear them play them.
Do you like those?
I like them.
I keep hoping that if I'm doing an interview, that someday somebody will say, I know how to play one of those, and they'll whip out one and play it.
I don't even see them now. I don't see them now. They don't make them. I don't believe they make harps now.
No, I haven't seen them. I think they have some toy ones.